Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair, with wheat and corn being the weaker. Of course, poor export sales being a disappointment to those markets, and wheat heading towards harvest and nice warm weather, and the corn crop getting planted with nice warm weather. And the trade has already, I think, surpassed the forecast going into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're going to be looking ahead to see come Sunday night what the forecast is for beyond Tuesday, Wednesday. And that'll determine how we perform next week. In the meantime, I'm looking for a very volatile market as we go into Sunday night, Monday. And so we'll look at beans because they are trying to narrow the gap spread between the expiration of the May contract and where the July contract is. Started to fall back yesterday, but it couldn't stay down. It would always come and float back up, and then they'd try to push it down, float back up. So the market was catching buying, and I'm not surprised because listening to traders, they seem to love long July, short November bean spreads, talking $3 to $3.40. That may happen, might not. But in the meantime, the spread between the May expiration and the July contract does seem rather wide. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.